Pete, where have all the flowers gone?
Well, I should send some of the money to Russia, because that's an old Russian folk song. I was reading the Soviet novel, and Quiet Flows the Don, about the Cossacks galloping off to join the Tsar's army, singing, where are the flowers? The girls have plucked them. Where are the girls? They're all married. Where are the men? They're all in the army. And I said to myself, that sounds like an interesting song. I should look it up. And I write down three lines and put it in my back pocket. Riding in an airplane about a year later, I was leafing through my little back pocket notebook, and suddenly a line that I'd thought of all by myself, long time passing, I'd written that down too. That would sing well. I should put it in a song sometime. And all of a sudden, I thought of an old Irish tune. I thought I made up the tune until a year later. Somebody said, Pete, you just slowed it down. Remember that Adirondack lumberjack song, an Irish-American song? Johnson says he'll load more hay. Says he'll load 10 times a day. Well, sitting there with a drone of the airplane in my ear, 20 minutes later, I'd made up a new song, 3 verses at least. And that evening when I sang at Oberlin College, I pasted the words to the microphone and sang them. The audience kind of liked it. It's such a short song. It only had 3 verses. I put it together with several other short songs and even recorded it for Folkways. I used to call them my short shorts. As time goes on, I forgot about it. I went on to singing other songs. It wasn't a great song. However, one of the Oberlin College students had a job at a summer camp, and he learnt the song off my record, my Folkways record, and sang it to the kids. And they used to have fun making up new verses. Where have all the counselors gone? Broken curfew, everyone. But by the end of the summer, it simmered down to 2 very good new verses. This counselor, incidentally, Joe Hickerson, was for 30 years head of the Folk Song Archives in the Library of Congress. He's only recently retired. For years, I've given him 20% of the royalties because he made up those last 2 verses. And the kids went back from summer camp, and Peter, Paul, and Mary had just gotten together in Greenwich Village. Somehow they learned this song from some kid and started singing it. And my manager one day said, Pete, didn't you write a song called Where Have All the Flowers Gone? I said, yeah, about 3 years ago. He said, did you ever copyright it? I said, no, I don't guess so. He said, well, you ought to. The Kingston Trio have just recorded it.
Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? Young girls pick them, everyone. When will they ever learn? When will they ever learn?
Well, I called up Dave Gard, the head of the trio, who was an old friend. He'd gotten a copy of my banjo book way back when it was first written. $1.59, about 50 pages, mimeographed, How to Play the 5-String Banjo. That's my bestseller, you know. I finally ended up re-editing it, rewriting it, improving it, and over the years it sold 100,000 copies.
Of which one was mine.
Anyway, Dave said, oh, Pete, we didn't know it was your song. We'll take our name off it, because they had copyrighted it as is standard practice, thinking it was an old song. So it was very nice, because the legal term is I had, quote, abandoned copyright. But he took his name off it, and Harold Leventhal, my publisher, copyrighted my name. That helps me pay my taxes every year.
I'll bet it's got to be one of the most prolific sold songs in history, right?
Well, the person who really spread it was Marlene Dietrich, the great movie actress. Her daughter once said to her, Mother, there's a song the Kingston Trio have recorded I think you'd like to learn. Marlena got a man named Max Collett to make a good German translation. It sings better than the English. Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. Wo sind sie geblieben? Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. Was ist geschehen? Sag mir, wo die Blumen sind. Mädchen pflückten sie geschwind. Wann wird man je verstehen? Wann wird man je verstehen? She was retired as a movie actress, but she had a one-woman show. Burt Bacharach led her orchestra and made a nice arrangement of it, and she went around the entire world singing this song, singing in Tokyo and Buenos Aires and everywhere. She spread the song around the world, and it's been recorded in many languages. Some people have absolutely done beautiful jobs on it. I haven't sung it for years. Matter of fact, I haven't sung many songs in years because my voice is so bad. When I go on the stage now, I'll sing a first line as well as I can, and then the audience sings the song from there on, and I prompt them, giving a few lines. Where have all the soldiers gone? And they sing the verse. Where have all the graveyards gone? And they sing the verse.
I notice that you perform a lot with your grandson, Tao, and he picks up some of the slack in the singing. Are you pleased with that?
My wife and I are fortunate to have five wonderful grandchildren. One's a ballet dancer, and the oldest, who's half Puerto Rican, his name is Tao Rodriguez, is a very good singer and good guitar picker and good melody writer, too. He hasn't tried writing many words, but he's a good melody writer. He's written some very good tunes and is now making a living singing with a group called the Mammals. Ruth Unger, who's the daughter of Jay Unger, the great fiddler and the maker up of the tune Ashokan Farewell. But Ruth Unger, his daughter, sings with my grandson, and they have a group called the Mammals. And we sometimes sing together. I'm a good song leader, but as I say, my voice is, as you can hear, is not much anymore at age 81.
I know you're not prone to accepting flattery, but to hear Pete Seeger say, I'm a good song leader, defies modesty.